YouTube family, I have an alert for you. I just had a very, very powerful dream as I was waking up. Today is Sunday, June 14th, 2015, and it's 2:29 p.m., but I had the dream at 1:32 p.m. That's when I woke up and I saw the time on the clock. The title of this message is "The Rapture is Upon Us. Choose this day who you will serve." This morning, as I was coming to the close of my 8 hours of sleep, but still pretty much asleep, my kitty, the one Jesus uses to get my attention, to wake me up, to comfort me, and to confirm that Jesus is truly speaking to me, my Jesus kitty, came and crawled up on my neck and chest and began to make kitty biscuits with his really sharp little claws, gently but insistently. While this was going on, I had a dream that I was in a crowd of people, and I opened my mouth and spoke out boldly, "The rapture is upon us. The rapture is upon us. Choose this day who you will serve, Satan or Jesus. Those who would serve Jesus are going to heaven. Those who choose Satan are going to live hell on earth and hell in eternity. Choose this day who you will serve. The rapture's upon us. The rapture's upon us. Choose this day who you will serve." And that's pretty much the end of the dream. And I thought I should tell you about it right away because it sounds to me very definitely that it is a dream from Holy Spirit. But I went to my Bible promises for confirmation. And I open to eternal life. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Daniel 12:2. The dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of the herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. That's Isaiah 26. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. So there you have it. I really believe this is the Lord, and I really believe everyone who's been skating on the edge has been allowing their pride to keep them from making a decision for Christ. It's time to put the pride down. It's time. There's no more time for this intellectual pride and thinking that Christians have their heads in the sand, like I used to think, and ignoring the warnings. There's no more time for that. The Lord is speaking out clearly. The rapture is upon us. Choose this day who you will serve. Choose. It will be Satan or it'll be Jesus. You have to choose. You have to get off the fence. I don't care what kind of college degree you have and what kind of intellect you have. If you don't know the Lord and you haven't given your life to Him, you're going to be staying behind to suffer unbelievable torments. Is that what you want? Down inside, you know, you're convicted that you don't belong to God, and you've been hedging, you've been holding Him at arm's length because you want your lifestyle. And I'm warning you right now, that's going to crumble before your very eyes, and you're going to have two choices. Take on a lifestyle and work for Antichrist, or take on a lifestyle for the Lord and work for the Lord. There will be those who convert after the rapture, but it will be too late for them to go. Their children will already be in heaven, and they'll be down here on earth by themselves. Please don't let that happen to you. Please get serious. Take a look at your heart, your mind, and your life, and don't allow pride. Don't allow pride to stand in your way. Give your life to the Lord now while there's still time. We're praying for you. YouTube family, pass this message on, please. I really believe it's the Lord crying out at the last hour. God bless you.